Hi, I'm Sunny Harris. I've been trading for 42 years. I'm a mathematician, a trader, a programmer, and an author. I love to mentor and tutor. I do one-on-one coaching. I'm also an easy language programmer, so I do custom programming for people. And I've written 7 best-selling trading books. Every Sunday night, I do a Sunny Side of the Street newsletter. And on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m., a live trading room. I've done free forums, which are available just for becoming a free Money Mentor member, strategy trading, technical analysis, easy language, and I also do a free podcast. And I love to teach people how to trade. So my website is moneymentor.com. And today you can see a chart of Tesla. I'm going to open up the chat window here so you can ask me questions, because I'd like to put the symbols up that you'd like to see. So if people could please just do that. Let's see. Brian, good to hear your voice. Brian's making a living with Sunny Bands. That's really great. So what you see here on my chart is Sunny Bands and the dynamic moving average and the dynamic moving average histogram. So the green bands on either side of price are the outer Sunny Bands, and the teal lines that are inside of that are the inner Sunny Bands. And in the middle, you can see a purple and gold line. That's my dynamic moving average, DMA, dynamic moving average. I'll spread these out a little bit. There you can see it better. So you can see the gold and purple line in the middle. I created that many years ago because I realized very early on that moving averages just give you lots and lots of whipsaw. And with whipsaw, every time it goes sideways and you get whipsaw, you make losing trades. So this dynamic moving average does not whipsaw. It stays in position for long periods of time, capturing the trends. And then when it goes sideways, like you see up here, you see it's sideways. And over here, the dynamic moving average is sideways. During these sideways periods, it just means that the market is choppy, and I don't like to trade those choppy times. I prefer to get the trends and let the chop just do its own thing for a while and then gets the trend again like this. And that's what Sunny Bands does such a good job of doing. So here we're looking at Tesla, which, yes, the chart's up, but the price is down. I also have a 200-day moving average on here, a 55-day, and a 21-day moving average. And you can see over here it says less than 55 and greater than 200. So you can see where price is positioned relative to these moving averages. The lines on the bottom, gold and red, purple and green, are measuring the difference between the dynamic moving average lines. So you can see when price starts to turn, and we're looking for downside action. And when it turns green, we're looking for upside action. So that gives me an early warning as to where price is going next. So let's see some symbols. Let's see. So Tesla, you can see, is now, I've got a Fibonacci retracement on this. And you can see that price is right now exactly on the 38.2% retracement from a previous high. So that could hold price action. We've also got what I call an attractor. I call all kinds of things attractors. Moving averages are attractors. Horizontal lines are attractors. Indicators are attractors. There's lots of things that attract price to them. So if I go up here to drawing and get a horizontal line, you can see right there is the attractor that's right next to the Fibonacci line. That's coming from previous high back here. And more than likely, price will dip on down a little further tomorrow to touch this attractor. And chances are at that point, Tesla's going to go back up a little. Now, I say chances are, but down at the histogram on the bottom, you can see the purple is getting longer and longer and longer still. So that does not tell me, that's just not an early warning for a long signal. It would have to turn green before I get the early warning there. ES on a 5-minute chart, you got it. ES. And I think everybody knows I trade a 5-minute chart, so that's why he's asking for that one. And there we have it. So we're still going down here. I have a study that I call, it's a paint bar study, and I call this one. All of my indicators in start out with SJH, and there's the paint bar day sessions. And then we can see that the purple or magenta and blue, that's the night session. And here's the open of the day session. So pretty much we've been down today. I mean, we had a little up motion here that we could have caught on a long trade back to the DMA and back up again to the inner band and then short again down to here. It's below, you can see less than 200, less than 55, less than 21. Price is below all three of those moving averages and continuing on down. Let's look. CVS was interesting this morning. Let's look at CVS for a second. So overnight, we had a big drop in CVS. So it's down a little over nine points down this morning. On the news that Blue Cross is not going to continue to offer CVS as an option. And what was the other one I saw this morning? Not AMD. Oh, CSCO had a big move up. And again, it happened yesterday. In the day session, night session was pretty calm, and we've got some more movement up in the day session. What else would you like to see? Let's look at Autodesk for fun, and we're gonna let's change this back to a daily time frame. And look at that, what a mess! This is just a lot of whipsaw, but you can see there's a long signal here, a short signal right there. The way I read the Sunny Bands, and then we've got signals that go up to the DMA and back down over and over and over again, and then back up to the upper outer band and another sell signal. So this is how I read these things. Do I have nobody interested in any symbols? I don't see any more symbols. BTC, that's a good one. Let's do BTC. So Bitcoin, we've got, now this is more interesting if you look at a weekly chart, and you can see that it's, you know, here's where it was up to $70,000 and goes down and then back up higher, and then it's basically been down ever since. We got a buy signal over here at this level, and it's been up since then, although it's retracing somewhat right now. But that's what Bitcoin looks like. SPX, we got it, that one. Dollar SPX. No, what's the symbol? Let's do SPY. So there's the spiders on a weekly chart. And it looks like we're coming down here to a flat DMA. When the DMA is flat, we're looking for congestion. So right in through here, we should see congestion on the weekly chart. Let's go back to the daily. And right there's the attractor. Let me draw the attractor in right here on these high prices. And we're below that now. So the next attractor down is at this level. So we could make considerable movement down there if that doesn't hold, which is kind of scary. A lot of people are looking for a big move down. I'm not expecting a really big move down, but it certainly is retracing at the moment. AAPL, let's take a look at that one. Got an attractor here that I drew previously on the Apple. And you can see now we're down below that attractor. And that's why I got the warning that the horizontal line had been penetrated. And the next attractor down from that is right here. And that's pretty low. So that's definitely possible. Not saying it's probable, but that's definitely possible. The buy and sell signals are, somebody asked that. So when price goes down on red bars and touches the lower outer band and then turns green, that's what the buy signal is. I wait for price to confirm that action. So I'm looking for it to go up and on the next bar, go up higher. And that's the signal. Likewise, on the top band, you can see the green goes up. We've got one red down that doesn't count because it's not confirmed. Another green up and then two reds down. And that's a short signal. Goes down to the inner band. And then we've got another buy signal. And it follows the sunny bands all the way up until way over here. And this was the sell signal right here before that big move down. XLF. What is XLF? So on this one, we're down below the 21-day moving average. We're touching both the 200 and the 55-day moving averages. And you can see that the sell signal in this one was right over here with the confirmation on the next bar. So that was the short signal, and we're down from there. You can also see at this point that now the purple line of the DMA is on top. So when the purple line's on top, I'm looking for short trades. So purple there, right there is the signal where the histogram is red. It was confirmed on this bar, and then we're short. Now with purple on top, we're probably looking at dropping to another attractor. There's one right in here. And that's probably where we're going. SQ, let's see what SQ gives us. So square, we're here. There's an attractor right here. And that's, we're not quite there yet, but almost. So that's what we're looking at. And the signal from the sunny bands was right here and then not confirmed. And then here again and confirmed. So that's the short signal on SQ, right at that level. And that's a really nice short signal. Gold. Yeah, so we got a short signal on gold up here at this level, penetrated the sunny bands and then came down on red. So that's the short signal. And right here is the buy signal, not confirmed on that bar, but confirmed on this one. So we've got a long signal. In this one, it's a little bit of a different situation because you can see that the DMA right here is flat. And when the DMA is flat, we're expecting congestion and we're expecting price basically only to go to the DMA. So it goes a little above the DMA and comes back through it. So we could go short again just for a real quick scalp. And then we have another long signal and it goes back up to the top. And then the short signal is confirmed right here. It goes against us just a little bit, but that's a really nice short signal there on gold. IWM, let's see what that is. Again, the short signal up here at the top, confirmed on the next bar, which is here. And we've got a sell signal there on that one, NVO. And that one's nice. Look at that. We get a buy signal here at the yellow dot. It goes up to the top band and then comes back down. We've got a flat DMA. So we don't expect price to do much beyond the DMA at that point, which it doesn't. And let's see, right there on the inner band, we get a buy signal. And it's significantly up there since that one. That's a nice one. We get a sell signal here. But gold is on top. When the gold is on top, I'm not looking for short trades. And when purple's on top, I'm not looking for long trades. So if I do take trades during those configurations, then I'm only looking for it to go to the DMA. I'm not looking for it to go very far beyond that. So we get a short signal here that we ignore because the gold line is on top. So we're still long on this one. What is FNGU? I don't even know what that is. Bang stocks. And the sell signal is right here on the top of the sunny bands, outer band. And the confirmation is here on the next bar, which confirms by going on down. Now we've got a flat DMA right through here. So we're watching and waiting carefully and not expecting it to go much beyond the DMA. And here it goes on down, doesn't confirm there. And here we're going to go short. And again, purple then on the histogram down here below, purple is showing strongly. Still continue to go down. So we likely have some more movement down on that one. Let's, for a second, we'll draw a Fibonacci retracement on this from there to there. And we are right at the 38.2 retracement right now. If we go down any further, we're going down to 132.11, which is the 50% retracement. And 50% is a really common Fibonacci retracement to see. So we could get as low as that. Current signal on gold. You mean G-O-L-D? We'll put that one back up. G-O-L-D. Current signal is short from right over here. So we've got a short signal that came in at 1744, and we're now down at 1646. So about a point. Is that 15? That's 15. So 2 points we've got on the sell signal on gold. Let's have something else. Meta. Now, this one gave a long signal way back here, and it's been long ever since. So it went long on in November of 2022 at about 106, and now we're up to 290. Still on a long signal on this. No, that's not right. Sorry. Long signal up to this level. So we were long up until 312, and then it gave a short signal, which was confirmed. It dropped to the flat DMA and went up again, so we're long again. And right here is the sell signal with the confirmation right there. So we're short Meta. Sorry. We're short Meta from about, what's that price? About 320, something like that. And now it has gone below the 21-day moving average and is touching the 55. So it could very easily fight this and go on down to about that level. Let's draw another attractor. So we've got an attractor right here where we currently are. If that drops below that, then we're looking for some considerable move down here. I doubt that we'll go as low as any of these attractors. but we could easily go to the 271 level. Let's see what else we've got. Team, TEAM, and that's a pretty choppy one. It'd be better to look at the weekly on this one, I think. And we can see that that kind of looks like Bitcoin, doesn't it? So it chops down here to the lower outer band. It works its way back up with purple on top to the DMA and comes back down to the outer band, back up again to the flat DMA, and then is up with a sell signal right there on the weekly chart. Let's look at the daily chart. And we've got a sell signal there that was confirmed. And now it's down again to the flat DMA. And the flat DMA tells us it's probably not going to go beyond there, but in any case, it's going to be choppy. So that's a position right now that I would hold short because it's touching that DMA and we don't have enough information yet. CCL, short signal on we got a short signal on a lot of stuff, don't we? Carnival Cruises. So we've got a short signal here and a confirmation there. We drop down to a flat DMA, so we sit and wait, and it drops even further. And now, oh, look, there's a little attractor there, right here, and we're currently down below it, and that's not a good sign. So we could easily drop on down to this level, which is where the next attractor is, at 1450. Yeah, so that's a dangerous position right now. It's short, and we're holding short, and it could go on down considerably further. And that'd be an even better short position. Disney, we're still on a daily chart. Disney is just floating on down the trend line on this one. Where is it? Like here. Goes like that. It does a little better than the trend line here. Jumps up above it and then proceeds on down. So that's not good news for Disney. The attractor on Disney is right here. You can see price back here. This is how I draw attractors. There's price back here that bounces, it gets in congestion and bounces here, and it bounces off this level here again, and here and here and here, and then it sees it as resistance at that level, and now we're down below it, so at the very least, it looks to me like we're going down to that level, which is another attractor. We've got a low down here, we've got low prices all across there, so it very easily could go down to that level, and from the previous price action all through here and over here, it does look like it could take a bounce from that level. Also, if we look at the DMA histogram on the bottom, you can see that the lines are all below the zero line. And right now it's purple, but it's so short that it could very easily turn up to gold on top and go on up. Okay, what else you got for me? More symbols, put that in the chart. Look at XOM. A lot of sideways action all along there. Let's look at the weekly just for a second. And that's been nicely up. And gasoline prices are going up a little bit. Oil, let's look at oil just a second before we talk about Exxon. So see how much that looks like Exxon? We're going up, up, up to the 2022 June high. And then we've been down ever since. But now we're moving up on oil, and it's above the flat DMA and testing it right here. Again, this is a weekly chart, but it has moved up above the DMA and is stumbling right at this level. So let's look again at daily on the oil chart, and you can see right here we have a flat DMA. Price dropped below the DMA, and then it's now trying to make it back up above the DMA. So I would not be surprised if we see oil go back to this level up here at 83. That's where the attractor is on the daily chart. So now let's go back to XOM and see that it's, again, a flat DMA right here. Price is testing that level and could easily go up with the price of oil on up to 112, which is where the upper band lies. ANET. And we've got a long signal right there as it came down, touched the lower outer band and bounced up. So we've got a long signal and we're still long. It goes along here. We've got gold on top, which is why we would ignore any short signals right here, unless we just wanted to take them down to the DMA for a fast scalp. So we're still long ANET. CYBR, let's take a look at that one and see what we've got. So we've got a short signal over here, comes down to the flat DMA and bounces back up to the upper band. gives us a sell signal and confirms it, and we're short down to the lower outer band. And we turn and go back up again. Again, the flat DMA right here means congestion. And that's what we get, lots of congestion right at this level. And now it's down below the DMA again, so it's likely going on down to the lower inner band. We got a wick that tried to get there and didn't quite make it, but we're probably going on down a bit in this one. On the histogram at the bottom, you can see that price got, the bars got very short. That tells me that it's going to try to go down below and turn purple. So we do have more downside action on cyber, according to my analysis. Pinterest. And we had a nice sell signal that happened here. We had a flat DMA, so we ignored it. It went on down to the lower outer band and the 200-day moving average. We got a long signal confirmation, and it's gone up to the flat DMA. Purple is on top, and on the histogram on the bottom, you can see the purple lines are showing below the zero line. This tells me that we've got more room on the downside. So it hits the flat DMA here. Chances are at this level, it would go on down farther. VAL, flat DMA. Price is stumbling right here at the flat DMA, which is the congestion area that we expect. Here was a short signal, but it was a very quick one, only down to the inner band, lower inner band, and then immediately back up. We get this long wick here, which is very hard to catch. Those long wicks, I think, are created by the algos trading, and they're next to impossible to catch. They just dip down there really fast, and they're gone. So this one, because of all this congestion, we look at the histogram on the bottom, you see the red bars are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And as they get shorter, the likelihood of them going across the zero line and continuing on down is fairly high. So we're looking here for lower prices on VAL, PayPal, PayPal. And there we've got lower price. Well, this is interesting because we've got right here, we can draw a horizontal line. You see right there, that's where price is currently on PayPal. That could easily act as support. But before we get support, we're going to have to prove that we're not going down further on the histogram. So the histogram is below the zero line and moving down. It could easily move down to that level, which would take us down below the attractor. And it looks like there's an awful lot of stocks that want to go down, doesn't it? I mean, we've got the market reacting one way because of the large stocks that are in the indexes. And then we've got the little stocks that are playing their own game and they're correcting. FNGD. I don't know what that one is either. Oh, it's another FANG stock index. And that's not doing very well, is it? Look at that. That's a daily chart and it just is slowly going down and down and down. But interestingly, the activity is very narrow. There's just not much room in here at all. So it's just about as stagnant as you can get. It's just flat. And on the histogram, you can see that it's right at the zero line. It doesn't have anywhere to go. It's not looking up or down. It's just three times inverse leverage. So that doesn't have anything. Okay, let's just look at a few more here. Amgen, we have a long signal right here. It has not been confirmed yet. We're at a flat DMA, and we're looking for one more bar to tell us whether this nice up bar is confirmed or not. We've got green on the histogram below the zero line. Typically, this tells us we're just looking for price to go to the flat DMA right here at the purple line. So we're looking for that much activity, but maybe not anymore. Unless it passes through that purple line and heads on up, we don't have enough information, and that's not enough room to trade. So we're kind of stuck on that one. GSK, sideways, sideways, sideways. We've got a strong attractor right here because of all this flat DMA. See, we got flat DMA all through this area. And over here, we've got another flat DMA and another flat DMA. This one doesn't have very far to go. We're just sitting in congestion. And other than this up move over here and a nice down move there, we're still just sitting flat, flat, flat. It looks like it has a little farther up to go, but it will probably only go to the upper band. And then you see here how it retraces as soon as it hits the upper band on this level. On this level, it hits the upper band again and then retraces back down to the bottom band. So if we have any up movement in this one, I'm expecting it only to go to the upper band. Let's look at bonds for a minute. So we've got interest rates expected to rise again because the bonds are going down. Down movement in the bonds means up movement in the interest rates. And it looks like we're anticipating an FOMC meeting in September with more, maybe another 25 basis points raise, which scares everybody. Let's see what else we've got. How about gold? Gold's one of my favorites, but it's not doing very well these days. I've got an attractor on this or not. Let's see, horizontal line, flat DMA, and right through there is where I call this the preponderance of price. So we see the preponderance of price movement over here on the left, hitting, and then stumbling around this area. So right there where we currently are is where the attractor is in gold, and we've dropped below it. On my Sunny Side of the Street weekly report, I offer chart predictions by Glenn Neely of neowave.com, and he's predicting considerably lower prices for gold. And you can see Sunny Side of the Street every Sunday night, and you can see what his predictions are, as well as free Vantage Point predictions. So he's expecting considerably lower prices. I'm expecting this level, which is 1856. So 1856 will be my low side prediction for gold. You got any more for me? Any more symbols? Let's see. Let's look at Microsoft. So everything's in correction at the moment. All of the major stocks are, here's an attractor on this one. So we're looking at a lower level at 310.76 for Microsoft. So we've got some more room on the downside before that one holds prices any further. The sell signal on Microsoft is right back here at the upper outer band and confirmed. And we dropped down from that level at 351 down to 320 where we are, 319 where we currently are. And I'm predicting a 310 level. So what was this price? 360 right in there down to 310. So that's a good 50 points on a short trade for that one. Good. Another symbol, MARA. And that one's considerably down. So if we draw a horizontal line on price here, we see that I'm choosing this high, local high, and we are right at that support level, that attractor. And right here's another one. We're priced down at 971. So that, with the histogram showing purple below the zero line, and it's a longer bar, then we would have to have some considerable up movement to change that. Otherwise, I'm expecting it to go on down farther. NUE. And let's see where the attractor is on that. We've got a yellow dot here. And so we've got a little movement down to 941 left to go. And then hopefully that'll hold it and we'll get some upside movement. Purple is showing on the histogram. So you can see that expects price to go down farther, down to the 940 or so level. Let's see what the weekly looks like on this. And same story. It's going sideways all along here for weeks with purple on top. So we're expecting further down movement, probably down to that attractor at the 940 level. Let's go back to the daily. Okay, that makes a difference. So on this one, we have kind of the opposite story. We've got an attractor up at the 178 level. We've got price currently on a flat DMA right there, looking at touching the DMA and probably continuing on up. The dynamic moving average at the histogram at the bottom is moving slowly down to the zero line. And then it shows another gold bar. And often that will turn and go to purple, but not always. Sometimes, especially if you have a strong move, strong stock, this will bounce on back up and continue to go long. But we've got a lot of congestion in this area through here, a lot of congestion. So it'll take some news or a good event, good earnings or something to get that on up to the upper outer band. UNG is about as sideways as you can get. United States Natural Gas, just nothing, just sideways movement. With congestion even on the histogram, you see it's going up above and hitting it and then above again and hitting it again over and over. So until that stops or goes above the 200-day moving average at this level, then we're not expecting to see anything but sideways movement here. AAOI, Optoelectronics, AAOI, that's what you said. And that went sideways forever and then started moving very nicely up above the gold DMA. We've got congestion here below or at the flat DMA and then below it real quick down to the lower outer band. And then back up again, there was the buy signal right there. And it's on up to the upper outer band very nicely, up to as high as 1695 or so. Current price at 1357. And it looks to me like we've got a little retracement that could go down to this yellow dot right here at 1144 and then continue its move on up. That's very interesting. Applied Optoelectronic, Optoelectronics, and PBR. That's almost peanut butter and jelly. And we're above the flat DMA on red bars. It's also at the 21 and the 55 day moving averages. So it's in congestion trying to decide where to go. And it wouldn't surprise me at all to see it go up. There's a little trend line there. It goes from here to here. And that would be a logical place for it to go next. So that would be up about 1450 or so. And we're, not only that, we have a wedge. So we're looking here at a wedge or a pennant formation. So it could very easily pop on up to that level. However, the histogram you'll see is red going down to the zero line. And that typically will involve a move on down into this level. So we're looking from that analysis, we're looking for it to move down to 1311 on the lower band. Do we have anything else? Do we have any other symbols for me? We looked at Apple. One of my bellwethers is ARKK. This is Kathy Wood's ARK Fund. And you can see that she's, if you look on a weekly chart, you can see that she's had a lot of trouble. She made tremendous moves in the 2021 up bull market. She did really, really well. And ever since, she's been going down. So I look at this one because this woman's a fantastic trader. She knows what she's doing, but I think she's trading too fast. I think she's trying to pick the bottoms of things. And so her performance will recover somewhat and then it goes back down again. She's held a lot of Tesla. She sold last week, though. She sold 120,000 shares of Tesla. So that helped bring Tesla down. Let's look at SLV. And we've got an attractor. Let's see here, which is where we currently are. It hits over here, it hits here, hits here again and here, and there is the bottom on that one. And you can see we've had a little, it's on a red bar, but you can see we've had a little bounce up at today's level at the end of the chart. And on the dynamic moving average, purple is on top, so that's holding it down. The move that's likely at this point is up to the DMA, which is also right at the 200-day moving average. So the move up is likely to be just about to 2130, and we're currently at 2072. So there's a point and a half, 2 points, something like that in there possible. And with purple on top on the DMA, chances are it will come back down again. DHT Holdings. We've got a flat DMA with gold on top, though. So that's, while it's in congestion, it's likely that it will go back up to the upper band. Oh, actually, it did, didn't it? I think we've got a couple of bars there. Let's spread this out a little bit. Yeah, we've got bars that did bounce off the DMA, and they were hard to see on that chart, but they're back up at the upper outer band now. And let's see if we have any attractors on there. We've got a flat DMA in through here, and right in through there is where the likely next price will go at 1034. Oops, I'm dropping lines by mistake. Sorry about those. So 1034 is likely where this next one's going to go up to. There we go. Because we've got a flat DMA back here with a lot of congestion and a gap up the day before yesterday. So we've got a little bit more room on the upside there. MBLY. And we've got some downside movement coming in this one. Let's squeeze it up again little bit, mostly sideways congestion. And we got a flat DMA right there over and over again. So that's where the support is, or where resistance is, sorry, at this point. And this is support, just a little lower than where we are right now. So that could move on down to 3605. And at 3605, I would expect a bounce. WEN, what is that one? And we've got to move on down. So let me draw the attractor in here. We've got to likely move on down to that level at 2044. And currently we're up at, in this level of congestion right into here. But we broke through it, and breaking through that says to me at least that it's likely go on down to this level. ILPT. And we've got lots of sideways movement in that one. Let's see what the weekly says about that one. It says we're going, that's a pretty sharp decline there over many months. And we've got down here to this sideways movement, and we've got some little bitty bars that are coming up toward the upper outer band. And the 200 day moving average is up here. And this is the 55. So we're touching the 55 moving average. We need to get above that and above this level. I've got an attractor that's right here at this yellow dot. So we would need to get above that level, 488, for a move upward to continue. If we drop Fibonacci lines on this, we can see from here to here that we've got nowhere to go but up. We're right now at the low, and the next level up is at six, right about seven, right? Very close to seven. And that's quite a ways really for it to go from there to there. But that's the next upside potential. Back to daily. QQQ, there you go. And same story here. We've got retracement going down probably to this level. That's where the next attractor lies on that one. Right through here, you see that there's a lot of congestion. And so the preponderance of price is right there. So the QQQ could easily move on down to 350, 384 is where we're looking. And we're currently at 360. So we've got another 6 or 7 points to go down before it finds support. And on the histogram, you can see it's been red since here. Short signal there on the sunny bands, and it's been short ever since. So we've got maybe 5 bars to go before we hit that, or 5 down candles at least before we hit that lower level. And then we might find a bounce. Oh, you want to see the VIX? That would be $VIX.X. And I analyze everything with sunny bands. And you can see that the VIX was going down, 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 suggesting up market movement. And here it got above the DMA, which suggests that we could go down. And we did go down. And then the VIX backs off a little bit to the DMA again, and then continues on up. I would expect the VIX to go up to the 200 moving average at this level. And it's got a lot of support for that all the way across the chart. So the VIX could go up. And if so, that just says more down movement. Although the histogram, you see we have one gold bar here on the histogram. So that's saying the VIX is going to go up as well. So I'm expecting it to go to this 200-day moving average at this level, which portends more downside action in the market. LAX, what do we have for this? Or no, sorry. That's not LA International. LAC is what they wanted. And we've got unfettered down movement coming in this one. We've got a horizontal line over here at this yellow dot, and we're below that. So let's see if we can squeeze that up. And well, let's go to the weekly and see if we can see what that's doing. And that is definitely below that level as well. And it's also below the 200-day moving average. So we're looking at a move on down on this one to this level right through here, which is where the next preponderance of price is at 1232. So that could be a really good short trade from there to there if that happens. Lots and lots of flat DMA over here. So it could stop at 1672, although it looks like it wants to go on down. And we'll do one more, and then I think we'll turn it over to David again, EFE. And we've got flat DMAs all along there, and also right here. So we are between two attractors. We've got, come on. All right. So we're between true attractors here. We're also between the lower inner band and the lower outer band on sunny bands. And between these two right here, we've got some congestion, but we do have a bi-signal on the sunny bands right there that was confirmed on the next bar. So I would look for it to only go to the DMA because purple is on top. So that one could go potentially to 38.56, right now at 36.44. So we've got a couple points to work with here before it decides whether it can or cannot go up any further. Wouldn't surprise me to see it make an attempt for the upper inner bands, though, because we've got the 55 and the 200-day moving averages right here calling to it. And like I say, those are attractors as well. All right, everyone. Unless you have some more questions, that's my chart analysis for today. You can get me anytime at Sunny at Money Mentor, if I can type it right, MONMoneyMentor.com. You can call me anytime. Here's my phone number. I love to talk to people. Trading's a lonely business, sitting in front of a computer all day. So give me a call. We'll do one more. PLTR, Palantir. Okay, that one had a nice move up. That's a weekly chart again. And it's at the flat DMA right now. Let's look at the daily. It has touched the lower outer band. And now we expect it to go further down. So it's probably going on down to 1361. Purple is on top on the DMA, again saying we're going down. The sell signal was right here, and the confirmation was the next bar for a short signal on Palantir. If you want to text me at that phone number I just left you is my cell phone. So if you want to text me Sunny Bands, I'd be happy to give anybody that's interested a free 7-day trial of my indicators. And I thank you for your attention. I thank you for being here. And I thank David and Anka for having the webinar in the first place. Timing Research does a wonderful job. I'm so impressed with what David does with all the seminars and everything that he keeps up with all the time. It's a lot of work. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sunny.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Great having you here.